What is up, everybody? Dave Mann is back. We are back. The Dolphins have been back. Who's not back is the University of Miami football team. But guess what? Everybody else is back. So let's fucking clap it up.
Neither's a fight, though, so it's okay.
But I'm back. I know we had talked about it last time, but Dave got married.
Yes.
So that's another.
Boom.
Went to Australia.
Crikey,
saw some
mate.
Kangaroos. Tell us a little about that whole experience.
Dude, it was awesome. It was honestly like unreal. Besides the flight, if you can get past that flight.
What is it, like 14 hours plus?
I wish it was 14
hours. Oh, longer?
2.5 hours to Miami to Dallas. We also did everything in the first leg. So like we wanted to get to. Our first stop was this place called Lizard Island, which is right on the Great Barrier Reef.
I did see those pictures, and I did not know that
Australia. Scottsdale
had beaches like that, bro.
The clearest water. Like, you don't get that water. Honestly, the closest I've seen is, like, in the Caribbean, it's like Turks and Caicos. Like, the water is crystal clear. The reefs are, like, unreal. So, Lizard Island's the first spot. We go 2.5 to Dallas, 17 to Sydney. 3 to Cairns and 1 to Lizard.
Dang.
So it was over 24 hours of traveling. Get past that. Australia is an absolute beautiful country, beautiful place to go. We had a good time there for like 2.5 weeks. So worth it. Like, so worth it.
What was the best part of the trip?
Honestly, probably Lizard. Because it was probably the most relaxing part of the trip.
Yeah.
And I had to like dive the reefs, like snorkel the reefs and like just be on the beach.
That's cool.
And then Sydney was actually a really cool city because like the downtown area is like a New York. Like it feels like you're in the big city, skyscrapers everywhere. You like drive 30 minutes, beaches everywhere. You drive another 30 minutes, you're in the mountains. Like national park type thing. So they've got a little bit of everything. People are super nice. Honestly, good vibes all around. It was sick. Like it's like a one of those once in a lifetime trips that like,
yeah.
It was so worth it.
And craziest animal that you saw?
Craziest animal, the thing, craziest, because it's sick when you see like koalas and kangaroos and stuff.
Yeah.
They're sick animals and you don't get them here.
No, a kangaroo has got to be like something.
It was probably my favorite. That kangaroo, the wombat, was pretty cool. Low-key, one of the, I guess the crazier ones was the Tasmanian devil.
Ooh.
This little guy, he was just sleeping. Like you can tell he's a little feisty.
Yeah.
That was probably the coolest. But the kangaroo, because the kangaroos.
It's a big ass kangaroo.
Well, no. So the ones we saw weren't big. There were some big ones, like big ones, but none of those like jacked ones that you see on the memes. The guy said that those do exist though. They're more in the outback. But the ones we saw were the ones that were like rescued.
Okay.
And like he even says, he's like, you have to approach them from the side. If you go from the front, they square up. Like they will square up with you. They see you as a threat, so you have to go from the side. When you go from the side, you can, like, pet them. And, like, literally hundreds of kangaroos.
Imagine getting
like,
kicked by one of those things.
They must hurt. I've seen the videos of them. Like, the guy who was rescuing his dog, have you ever seen that video? This guy's in Australia. His dog's in the lake. Like, this kangaroo's, like, trying to drown it. And he goes to the kangaroo to, like, save his dog. And you just see the kangaroo, and he's got, like, a GoPro. He's like, like, dude, he knocks him out like into the water.
I've never seen that.
And he's like regains himself, and you just see the kangaroo in the distance, like this, like squaring up.
Yeah.
They're feisty little guys, but sick animals, and it was sick.
That's dope.
That was cool.
Australia is definitely on the book of this. So
yeah, highly recommend.
Sick.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, when you were gone, the Finns stomped the Jets.
Oh yeah.
And we also beat the Raiders.
Yeah,
that was an ugly game, but we got the job done. But look, Raiders gave the Chiefs a game in the beginning, and then Chiefs kind of ran away with it at the end, which I think we could have if we played a little bit of a cleaner game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what we needed to do with the Jets made me feel really good, especially on the defensive side of things. The thing that continues to be a pattern, which I'm starting to run out of words to defend him and just kind of like being okay with it is the Tua turnovers. They're starting to rub me.
That pick six was bad.
The pick six was bad. And I and Travis Wingfield, the guy that covers the Dolphins, he always breaks down things in a way that makes me feel better about it after the fact.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things, Tyreek had a slant. He must have not seen something where he like double clutched on it. And then at that point it was too late, which then forced him late to the out route, assuming, because that's what Tua likes to do on a lot of these things. And he just threw it right to him. The guy read it the whole way.
Yeah.
I just don't like the fact that if this happens in a game that is extremely meaningful and against a way more talented team, that's gonna those mistakes are going to bite you in the butt.
Yeah, he hasn't been the sharpest the last couple weeks.
I thought he played really well against the Raiders. Besides that one overthrow,
yeah,
he actually had a really good.
Just, we couldn't move like the fumble, score, I guess, and we kept like making stupid mistakes. But even then, like it just wasn't like his best game.
Yeah.
The end of the day, he's still number one in passing. I think he's still passing he's, yards.
He's, I think, number two rating. Behind Stroud
yeah,
right now.
Completions. But, yeah. Like, he's still number one in so many categories.
He's in the top one to three in pretty much every major category.
Yeah. Right, and, like, the Jets defense, like, that was a really bad one. Because, like, that was, like, I could have picked that off.
Yeah.
The Jets defense is a good defense. And for the most part, like, you know.
His QBR was one of the highest all year against
good.
That defense.
Exactly. But, like you said, the thing that's most exciting, especially like toward the end of the season,
yeah,
is the fact that the defense is humming. Like the defense all around, it really does suck that we did lose Jalen Phillips. I mean, he's if not the best player on our line, he's one or two.
He's
amazing. He's 100%. Having a hell of a year. The only not really bright side because it obviously really sucks, but it's at least a position that we have depth, right? So we've got Ogbo, we've got Van Ginkle still there. We just signed Jason Pierre-Paul today, who's like an older guy, veteran, but like you know, he's big name. Like, we'll take him. He's a big body.
Yeah.
And that really sucks. But besides that, like, the defense is just hitting on all cylinders. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey's killing it. You got X. You got Vaughn with the craziest INT return.
Has that ever happened
that
before?
Bet.
I was trying to look it up. But I
maybe not like that. Because, I mean, well, there's been, like, obviously there's been 99-yard returns.
Of course, but, like, on a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary return. It kind of felt like it felt like a missed field goal return. Like,
so, it's crazy that you say that because I'm pretty sure Vaughn was the one that said it. Someone had interviewed him after the game, and they were like, oh, tell us about that. And he's like, guys, I'm a punt returner. Like,
I'm
actually, like, a punt returner. So, you know, I do drills all the time, and, you know, I know what to look for when I, you know, what I'm looking for down the field. And he goes, I caught that ball and instantly I was like, okay, I'm returning this like it's a punt. And I'm seeing all my big guys down there on that right-hand side. Yeah. He's like, I know if I can beat these first initial guys and have those blockers downfield, I have a chance.
Yeah.
And that's like exactly what he did. He took a sharp angle towards that right sideline. And I mean, you look, he had all the biggest defensive guys down there. It was amazing blocking, by the way.
It was. Great,
you know,
blocking.
Clean blocking.
Yeah.
No, obviously, no behind the back, anything like that. It was like, it almost looked like it was a punt
it was
return.
A murder,
you know,
yeah,
like everyone was down blocking. Yeah. And then he juked the shit out of.
Dude, he broke Boyle's ankles.
Boyle's ankles. Like, and I mean.
Christian Wilkins had a big, nice block on Greasy
Hall. Yeah, the blocking was great.
Yeah, Christian Wilkins, now you bring him up, like he's another one that's. Like, he started off a bit slower, but now he's in his groove.
Yeah.
Him, Sealer, the whole line, like Chubb's still been very good. Like
Chubb's been a beast.
Everyone is really like it's everyone's insane. Even our linebacker, like obviously Dave, like not David Long, but I'm thinking who's the other
Breaker.
One? Baker, Jerome Baker. He's stepped it up too. Like he's been huge for us. So like everybody, honestly, kudos to the whole defense. Like they've really, I mean, I think what was the status like since week five? We're like we're top five, I know, or it's week seven or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna see if I can find
one,
the graphic.
There was one Cambo sent me that it was like that we were. In I'll show you right now. It was we were number three or number four. All right, it was NFL defenses since week seven.
Is this what you have
per
right
play?
Oh, that's a little different.
I've got okay. Yeah. It's just this guy. We're number four, right? It's Cowboys, Ravens, Browns, us, Vikings.
So there's this graphic that Brett Brechenstein put on Twitter, and it's the Dolphins defense ranks week one through four, and then weeks 5 through 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
So week one through four, we were basically top 26 in total defense, mm-hmm. right, in terms of yards. And then points, does it have anything here about points? No, nothing on points, but 25th pass defense, 22nd rush defense. Mm-hmm. That's the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Since week 5 through 12, first in total defense,
awesome.
First in yards per play,
oh, yeah.
First in offensive, tied for first in offensive points per, allowed, second in rush defense, averaging 70, giving up only 75 yards a game in the rushing game.
It's crazy.
Third down defense, second. First downs allowed, second. Net yards per pass attempt, third. Yards per rush, fourth. And passing defense, seventh.
Yeah.
No, it's giving up less than 200 yards passing.
It's unreal. It's unreal. This defense is as it's legit clicking. As we've had in a long, long time. We're getting
turnovers, too.
Yeah. Like, it's awesome. And
I think it makes the Jalen Phillips injury hurt more because, like, we started
it does.
It does because him specifically was clicking, too. I mean, he had 6.5 sacks. And what? How many games did he miss, you know, to start like the
three,
year?
At least.
Yeah. So it's like, three. Imagine, you yeah. know, he was on fire yeah, in this part of the season. And that connection,
yes.
which, but if you look at our defensive line, though, there's not that one guy,
no,
right? And but if you look at the way they rush, it's like if it's not coming up the middle, it's then allowing a sack from Chubb or vice versa. Chubb's coming off the edge, it's allowing a Sealer or a Wilkins to come
even
in, bro. Even Ogba has 4.5 sacks.
I know, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's a position. It's like a, it's not a position, but like the line in general, we're pretty deep. Like we still got Ogba, like. Yeah, like you said, 4.5 sacks.
Yeah.
He doesn't play as much as, like, obviously Phillips is the starter. Right. You still got Van Ginkle. When Phillips was out, Van Ginkle was, like, the best defensive player in the NFL. Like,
you want to hear something crazy?
Hit me.
Speaking about hit exactly me. What you just said.
I love Van Ginkle's stat.
Van Ginkle is actually the highest rated out of Let's anyone go. On the defensive line right now
Dude,
by PFF rankings.
He's been a stud.
He's the highest. Over Chubb, over Wilkins, over Sealer, over Phillips.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Phillips has the missed games.
Yeah.
But from week one to now, he's actually the highest ranked out of all of them.
Yeah, and he can play coverage, too, like, as a linebacker. Like, you know,
there will be a gap because when Chubb... Phillips and then Van Ginkle's kind of like floating around out there.
Yeah, he kind of
you know, so
around.
There's got to be someone to kind of fill up that gap. But to your point, Van Ginkle was a monster when Phillips was out earlier in the year, and I expect that. And I think Ogba expects to step
we
up
pay,
too.
We pay him a lot, so everyone, and he's still really good. The only reason he doesn't play, obviously, we have Chubb and Phillips who are both very good. He was also injured last year. He kind of took some time. Now he's fully healthy and.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has a strip sack too. He hasn't played that much, and he's been good when he's in.
Like he was like our best player on defense like 3 years ago.
That's why he got paid. I remember when he was a free agent, I was like, dude, they gotta re-sign him. I'm like, there can't be another guy that they let go. Did we maybe overpay him in the grand scheme of things? Maybe, but that's what you have to do to keep guys around that provide results. And here we are. It's a blessing right now. It's a blessing. A lot. Anybody would kill to have the depth that we have on that defensive line right now.
No, for sure.
So I think they continue to click. I think we're dialing up pressure perfectly. Mm-hmm. We're rushing with we're putting pressure with four, which I don't know when's the last time we were able to do that. Then you got Ramsey and X on each side with Holland over the top.
And our linebacker plays great. Cater too's been awesome.
Cater's
been awesome. Right in his
he
right
is
spot,
flying to the ball.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I don't know how many videos I see him of him blowing screens up.
He laid some hits against the Jets.
He did. He blew somebody up. I don't know who that was.
He
blew somebody up.
We hit hard on defense too, bro.
Yeah,
everybody hits hard. Deshaun Elliott fucking pops people.
Yeah, he's another one, man. Like. We are straight up, like, down the line, like, have solid to great all through it. So
we got to continue to just stay healthy. And
that's the key. We got to knock on wood.
You don't want to hear also something else crazy? The Denver game, right, which is on paper the best game we've played on both sides of the ball, is actually the only game all year where our actual full starting offensive line played together in one game. It's the only game.
Crazy.
So it's like... Can you imagine what we've been able to put together with this offensive line on the other side? Because that's kind of been like a sneaky thing where it's like kind of buried under all of this. It's like, why isn't the offense looking? Our offensive line is a different scheme every freaking week. It's different guys playing.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who we always said we would never mention his name.
No, I know. I know the stat you're going to bring up. I know. 31. I think it was 31.
At right guard. At right guard specifically.
All right, listen.
At right guard.
I want nothing more than him to be good. I want nothing more. But the second we say something, he's going to. I will not say it.
Say his name.
I won't say it. I won't say it until the end of the season. If he makes a Pro Bowl, I'll say his name.
Wow.
Or we win a Super Bowl, I'll say his name. Because he will have successfully helped us get there. I just can't say, because if I say it next week, you're going to allow 4 sacks. And I can't afford that.
No.
Because I'll be at that game.
No.
So, no. But yeah, no, listen, the offense compared to what we were doing in the early season, yes, kind of
also there's a lot more film,
but yeah, like people, D defenses are adapting a bit. We're still putting up a lot of points. Like we did, I mean, our defense put up points. We still put up.
We still put up 28 points last week.
Four or five touchdowns.
The
like,
Jets have given everyone a hard time on defense.
Like, yeah, we
and
still.
And we put like, up over 400 yards of offense and put up 28 points.
We should be getting A-Chain back, or A-Chain back either next week, one of the two. Mostert's still been really good.
Yeah.
We obviously still got the best player in the world, Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle had a fantastic game.
Wilson actually ran the ball pretty damn well, too.
He did.
Which we
did,
need that. We cannot rely on Mostert.
No, we can't.
Touch the ball 40 times, 6 weeks in a row.
Yeah. He's the bruiser that we need to get those, like, hard yards.
Yeah, he runs so hard.
He runs hard.
But, yeah, and, like, listen, like, Tua's made, you know, a couple really dumb throws. Like, really even to the Chiefs one, too. Like, if you go back three or I guess four because we had the bye.
Yeah.
But, like, he made, you know, he tends to do that sometimes. Still, he's having an MVP year. I still actually think he should be – I actually think Tyreek Hill should be number one in the MVP voting. That's my take. I think Tua should be in the top three. I think Jalen Hurts, he's right now the favorite. He had a
after that last game.
He had a great game against the Bills. Besides that, he wasn't doing that good.
It was like one of those games that you're like, when you saw the stat line after, you're like, what?
And don't get me wrong, Jalen Hurts is awesome.
No, he's a
beast. I'm just saying, I think Tua's having a better year than him overall.
Yeah, it's because they're 10 and 1 or whatever.
They're 10 and 1. He has 20 touchdowns on the tush push.
Yeah. Take away that one play that they run.
The tush push.
Yeah, like, exactly.
He has like 7 touchdowns from it. It's like,
and
obviously Mahomes is there in the conversation, but like, whatever. They've kind of been, whatever. I don't know. I like, listen, like, at the end of the day, like, we just need to, like, once again, we control our own destiny.
Weeks.
We need to win 3 in a row to finish off that last stretch kind of with ease that, you know, obviously you want to win as many as you can to try to get that one seed. Like, you know, we can clinch the playoffs in 2-3 weeks. Like,
the division,
we just need to win.
Too.
Yes, we exactly. And we can clinch a home playoff game, which is the first time since 2008. Like,
the city would kill for that.
I would kill for that.
The Hard Rock in January would just be like a sight that I've dreamt. I don't know what it is. You know, like,
I've only been once.
Yeah. So it's
except
like,
when I was like a toddler and like my dad said, like, I've only been one. It was the Ravens game
which we got smoked.
Yeah. So it wasn't great. But listen, and I don't care about this talk of the Dolphins haven't beat anybody. Shut your mouth. We play.
It's such a stupid storyline. Because now look at the Broncos. The Broncos have won 5 in a row, and now all of a sudden they're
team. The Bills are 6-6. They played pretty much our exact same schedule.
It's a narrative that they're just trying to push.
And by the way, they've kind of been saying it about the Cowboys too. They're the same situation as us.
Yeah.
No one looks better than us and the Cowboys except the Eagles and maybe the 49ers. But
okay.
Like in terms of like right now, current gelling, us and the Cowboys are kind of like neck and neck in terms of like
good
just
defense
powerhouses and like whatever. Outside the Eagles are a different story. The Eagles
are
crazy.
See each other towards the end of the year.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
We'll see it. Yeah, the second, the
3 weeks.
Third to last game. Yeah, but we just got to take care of business the next 3 weeks. We've got our toughest opponent yet this weekend, and it's not the Commanders. It's the David away game.
Yeah.
for those who don't know, I'm going to just tackle this head on. And Andre, great time to pour some wine because I'm going to need to take some down after this little rant. I started going to Dolphin away games 10 years ago now. It's a tradition I do. I go to one game a year. It's usually a different crew. I've had a few guys, you know, kind of jump in and do multiple different games. But I've been to at least one every year for the past 10 years, minus the COVID year. And I am 0-9. I've never seen us win on the road. As lucky as people think I am, the one thing I'm not lucky about is Dolphin away games. But I refuse to walk out of FedEx Field without anything less than a dub. And I don't believe these boys are going to let me walk out of there and lose 10. There's no matchup alone.
It's
the best
screams.
One.
It screams.
It's the best one. I've been to only one game that we were favored, and it was without Tua against the Jets. Every other game I've gone to, we've been underdogs. It's the first time that we're 9.5-point favorites. Like,
9.5-point favorites. Their defense is god awful against our monster of an offense. Like everything is pointing,
and their offense is like not as bad, but like they allow
they can
the
throw
most
the
sack.
Ball. But
I want
they're
how
in shootouts because their defense is always down. So what happens?
Exactly.
Sam Howell's got to throw 50 passes
actually,
a game.
He might still be leading the NFL in yards. He was leading it at one point.
He was leading. I don't think he is anymore.
He still threw like 300 something. It's like
he also didn't
so
have
yards.
His bye week.
Because what is there's next week or something?
I think it's just coming up. Yeah. Because like it's him and Stroud, if you do per game, they're the top two.
Yeah.
But the matchup itself screams the fact that there's no reason why we don't win this game.
Anything less than a win is
an there's no reason why we don't put up 500 yards of offense this year. I mean, if we were able to put up 400 on the Jets, there's no reason why we can't put up 500.
I want 100 points.
I'm not opposed.
I want 100 points. I want
you gotta make up for lost time.
I don't even think that would even cover all my games. I've seen some. Well, I mean, I've been to a 40-0 blow. I've seen them all.
Yeah,
I've seen 17 point leads in the fourth quarter diminish. I've seen us lose in overtime. I've seen every scenario you can think of. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Except winning. So one I haven't seen. These boys aren't going to let me leave FedEx Field with anything less than a win. I believe that. I can only believe that because I've been saying that 10 is going to be my number. 10. 10.
The matchup's there.
And if I lose, the Super Bowl is my number. What can I say? Oh, all right?
Well, that, before we go to that, I was going to say if we don't win this weekend, which I cannot see how it doesn't happen. I don't even want to talk. Like it hurts me to just talk about it.
No,
but should we ban it from ever being able to go to a game again on the road?
Here's the thing.
Well, the last time I was like, you need to go to an away game with me, and then that'll be the last.
Well, here's the thing.
Because I'm not allowed on that.
He's gone with a lot of people though.
I'm not allowed on the Cajun.
Here's the thing. We make it to the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure the AFC is the home team this year. Home game.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of wins. I've seen a lot of wins at home. Come on.
That would count. That would count.
Home game.
I would accept that.
Either even or odd years are AFC. Obviously, one of the two.
Right.
I don't know which one. I'm pretty sure because last year was in the Cardinals. No.
Last year was in.
It was Arizona.
Was in Rams, no?
No, Arizona.
Arizona. Oh,
wait, that doesn't even matter. Who was the home team? Eagles or Rams?
I think it was the Rams. Chiefs were in white.
Oh, God, it's an away game. Luckily, that's not going to happen. We're going to win this weekend. So
Yeah. No.
There's nothing. I can't believe anything else.
Where is
so.
The Super Bowl?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I already booked my ticket.
Stop. And the Airbnb.
Yeah. Laugh now, cry later.
Because God knows, once we're in that AFC Championship, those ticket prices are going to skyrocket.
Exactly.
Kind of just make some bets. Just like Mahomes. What was it? Mahomes last year? He booked it
in the beginning of the year. I think,
the Airbnb where he was going to stay in the beginning of the year.
It spiked up, so.
Yeah, no. I think I envision what a city of Miami would be like. Not only here specifically, that's one vision, but what a bunch of Miami degenerates in Vegas with the Dolphins playing in Super Bowl, what that would fucking look like if they won. I think Vegas would just fucking blow up.
It'd collapse.
That would be the end of it.
Sick.
No, it'd be people climbing on fucking buildings.
I'd climb the Eiffel Tower. I'd climb the Eiffel Tower. Or I'd climb the horse at P.F. Chang's.
One of the two. I don't think we know what to do.
What do you think? You think like La Careta would catch on fire?
You know what it is?
The city? I mean, I would lose my job.
Cheers.
Oh,
we're going to break the curse this weekend?
Yes. Cheers to breaking the curse.
500 yards. That's the expectation.
500 yards, 100 points.
And to David's beautiful marriage.
Thank you. And to Dave's getting married.
Thank you.
Cheers.
The thing is, I feel like a lot of Dolphins fans.
Classy. I feel classy right here.
It's like.
I can't even do anything with my left hand, actually. I have to do everything with my right hand.
It's pretty good.
A lot of wine in Australia.
Australia actually has very good wine.
Yeah, it actually does have some. Actually,
I thought it was more of a beer country.
They do have good beers, but
they're more wine.
They're one of the places that they produce a decent amount of wine there.
Yeah, we didn't do any wineries. We did do a wine tasting, but no wineries because most of the wineries are actually like kind of around like Melbourne, Adelaide area. We were in Sydney.
Australia is huge.
Massive.
Like you just think about it as an island. Dude, it's like
when we got there, Julie's like,
it's the only continent that's its own country. Entire
thing is, we got there and like Julie's like, oh, we're gonna be able to drive from place to place. I'm like, I don't think so. And we looked at every place like 3-hour flight, like within Australia. It's like
within Australia.
It's like it's like a flight from here in New York every single time. Anywhere you go.
Let me see. So there's a fun fact about Australia that I want to look up here.
The Aussies. I'm coming from the land down under, mate. Yeah, canceled by Australia.
Do they really have like super heavy? Everyone has like heavy Australian accents over there?
Dude, yeah. They sound like they sound on TV. It's an awesome accent. That's an awesome accent.
You know, Australia has been trending up because they've been sending a lot of punters to college now.
Yeah.
Australia punters have been on the rise.
Isn't UM's punter Australian?
The other one's in the league, right?
Where the guy with the tats, he's in the league. Yeah. Isn't he like 30 something?
Yeah, he's old.
He's old, right?
He was running construction before he decided to come.
Good for him, man. What a story.
That is a good story.
Yeah, Australia is actually the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth largest country in the world. Mm-hmm. It's a big, for an island, that's pretty damn big.
Yeah.
Fun fact also, New Zealand. I don't know if this is still the case, but I remember it at one point was the case that there's more sheep than people.
That doesn't shock me. I unfortunately get to go to New Zealand. I would have loved to, but I guess I'll have to go next time.
Yeah.
In like 50 years. Because now I'm poor again.
Bro, I can only imagine. It's fucking worth it.
Everyone, please subscribe so I can go back to Australia. Yeah.
Make this go viral so we can pay off David's debt of honeymoons. And then I can go on a trip with the extra cash.
Exactly.
I think this is the week we break the curse for Dave. I'm feeling good. It might be a little cold and rainy. We don't really know the circumstances. Yeah,
definitely cold. I got my stash.
Which is good.
My stash.
Give us everything. We want to test the waters now. Yeah. I feel like we're like getting tested early with everything too.
Yeah.
You know, we're winning in a million different ways. Mm. Someone's always stepping up, which I fucking love that. Mm. Because come playoffs, man, like that's what you're going to need. You need to be able to run the ball. You need to be able to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good quarterback play, obviously. Minimize the turnovers. I think the turnovers specifically are the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to win games like that in the playoffs. Yeah,
100%.
But outside of that, we're always adapting from our mistakes, mm-hmm. you know, which is big. You know, McDaniels is coaching.
He's cooking, man.
He's coaching a really good team right now, and Fangio too, and you know, props to everyone. The crazy story too, before we get into college football, did you see the thing about Mike McDaniels' wife?
The what?
Yes. Bro.
I did hear about that.
But you heard?
Was he like trolling? I don't know. Like, I don't know if I buy that.
Well, no. Apparently it's like a real story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It's a story that he told. I don't, the guys that were calling the game.
Al Michaels, I think.
Yeah. And they painted him basically, which is like what he said. He was like, as like a D-bag.
Yeah.
Like he just stole some guy's girl. But he ended up coming onto the, you know, into the press conference and kind of cleared the air. And he was basically like, I don't even know where he was at this time, but basically,
he was a Texans.
His guy, one of the players, was like dancing with this girl for like 40 seconds, but you could tell she wasn't like really like into him.
Yeah.
And Mike McDaniel was kind of like, yo, like, come on. Like, that's my, like, I want her. Like, can I? And he's like, yeah, it was fine. Like, it was like a mutual understanding. And
G.
I mean,
Mike McDaniels is a G.
Bro, he's a beast. He's a beast. I mean, how can you not like this guy? You're having these type of conversations on a press conference.
Yeah.
Plus, we got Hard Knocks, so we're getting like him and his true colors.
Which, like, for me, I love the first episode, and I love it that it's like, I love watching Finn's content.
Yeah.
I do still hate that we're the team.
I know.
Like, because there's a part of me that's like just get all those decisions.
Selfishly, as a fan, I like it.
Yeah, same, exactly.
Outside, but selfishly, not as a fan, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I know inside the locker room, they're not like.
No, they hate it. Everyone hates Hard Knocks.
They didn't like it from the beginning.
Yeah, I think Reese's the only one. If you notice, Reese's like the only
guy that's like not.
Yeah, we're like the opposite. The Jets loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
It's also a different time of the year, though. You all like it when it's preseason, when shit doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
you're in the middle of like the most important part of your season.
Exactly, especially us. We're like in the middle of the best season of our lives.
Yeah.
So like, get the cameras out of here.
I know.
But whatever. You know, whatever.
But they look like they're embracing it. I saw a clip today, and it's like Wilkins walking into the camera with no shirt, and he's just like.
Wilkins was
guys. Yeah, I know, like
Wilkins, Reek. There's a few guys,
but I don't know if you saw the first one, right?
Yeah.
I think Mike McDaniels like positioned it perfectly. But you know, he's like, I get it. You know, I know maybe some of us don't want to do this, and some of us have paychecks and blah 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 blah. But I'm gonna continue to be myself. Cameras, no cameras. I'm gonna basically take it like as you know, as if everything's business as usual. Which you can make it a distraction if you let it make it a distraction. Yeah, you know, it's just another thing to add on, and you just keep doing your thing, and everyone moves on, and put your best foot forward. Don't let it become a distraction.
Yeah,
that's ultimately.
Been blowing up about this episode, and it opens up with Phillips.
Man, brutal. I know they do a big thing on Vaughn because the return.
Vaughn needs TV time.
It was like the highlight of like the trailer. Was like the Vaughn
I did see
return.
That. Yeah.
I believe that Wilkins was mic'd up in the game.
I love that.
Ooh,
I think they're all mic'd up.
Phillips was mic'd up.
Oh, stop.
Phillips was mic'd up.
All right, don't get us down. We're
yeah, come man. On. I was just feeling good, and I'm having some wine. I might start crying. Oh well, this one's to Jay Phil.
Jay Phil
to the Fins. Let's go. But now we have the biggest part of the year in college football, and honestly. It's crazy. Probably one of the most epic endings to a season that I think we're ever going to have, which is fire because next year is the 12-team playoff. But I also think like this would have been the perfect year for it. It
would have been the best year.
Like it shuts up all the negative talk of course, he blew another lead.
Again? What was the score?
129, 124. How much time is left?
24 seconds.
Yeah, shocker. Damn. I mean, no Jimmy, but still.
Dude,
but
the Knicks one was brutal when we blew the Knicks.
I don't want to talk about it. I was genuinely very angry. I was like by myself in my room, just like, why is this happening? Like a million times too, I was like, oh, I'm going to turn off the TV.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was over. I called it 8 minutes to go.
Bro, that was so bad. That's like the second large lead we broke.
Yeah, we did. The other one was like the Nets or something. Right?
Yeah. And that was a turn like a in-season playoff game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that this would have been the perfect year for that 12-team playoff because – there's so many teams that are like, depending scenarios, I think maybe some scenarios play out and then it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of this 4-team playoff. But like a Bama, you know, a Texas, an Oregon, like all those fringe teams that like, depending what happens here, you know, could be left out of all of this and maybe have every right to do it. I mean, I think the biggest one out of all of them is if like a Georgia loses to Alabama in the SEC championship, I'm sorry, Georgia won't make it, but Georgia has every business being in that, you know? Like, if that's your one loss and it comes at the end of the year...
They might still put them in. The scenario that...
No. If they still could put them in, and we could go through the scenarios now, but in the sake of, like, if FSU won, Michigan wins, and Washington wins...
Well, I'm saying in the scenario that... first off, the winner of the Pac-12, whether it's Oregon or Washington, one of them's in.
Yeah.
That's one. Michigan wins, they're in, locked it in, boom.
Yeah.
There's a scenario where FSU loses.
Oh, only if FSU. Only if FSU wins, they're in.
Yes, I agree. And I believe they should be.
1,000,000%. You cannot put an undefeated ACC team not in because then everything's all fucked.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense because how could you not put an undefeated Power 5 program into the playoffs?
There's the argument that I know that Kirk Herbstreit was having, I think it was on Pat McAfee earlier this week, that whether it's the team that deserves to be in it, which is FSU if they win, versus the better team, putting you the four best teams in the playoff, right? That's essentially the argument.
I understand that argument.
I am on the side of putting the team that deserves it more than the better team because there has to be a prize for going not only just undefeated, winning your conference, being in P5. It doesn't matter. Your quarterback went down. Yes, but if your team's still able to overcome it, it's not like they're playing like a joke. They still got a ranked team coming up. They beat LSU. They beat, you know, Clemson's not been Clemson's here, but in Clemson, they beat everybody on their schedule.
Yeah.
They deserve to be there. Granted, sure. Is Bama better than them right now? Probably. Is Oregon and Washington better than them? Probably. Right. Texas also probably better than them. But like, if they went undefeated and it's but like
they, you kind of they prove that they deserve to be
you
there.
You kind of have to just let them in. Scenario though is FSU loses and Georgia loses. I think they put both Bama and Georgia. And they'll do it. Michigan will be one. Bama will be two. They'll put Georgia three. And let's say Oregon. Unless Washington wins, maybe they'll go 2 and 3, 4. Whatever.
Right.
I think they'll still put them in. That's probably the only scenario. Georgia wins. Obviously, Alabama's out. Michigan wins. They're in.
Yeah.
The winner of Washington, Oregon, which is going to be a crazy game. Even though Vegas thinks Oregon's going to blow them out. I don't know. I think Oregon's going to win, but who knows. And then the fourth seed is essentially FSU or Texas. Right. If they win.
No, there's so many different scenarios that like I did. There's like an ESPN predictor thing. Like if you just pick the scenarios, and it was like, well, first off, let's say all four lose, right? Like literally, Georgia loses, FSU loses,
Michigan loses, Texas loses,
and
Washington loses,
and Washington loses. You would then have a top four of Oregon, Texas, Georgia. Bama, And then I
you'd
think
you'd probably have to keep Michigan in there.
And then I think Michigan would be the 40.
You'd have to, you'd probably have to keep them in, even though they're losing to Iowa.
No, 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 no. George, no, it would be. It would be. I sent it in the group chat. Hold up. Because I would
it's like, hard for them. I mean, it's hard for them not to put Michigan in because
no,
Michigan
because
wins.
At that point you put the two SEC teams in.
Yes, but I don't think so because I just think that
that's if all four of them lose. It would be Oregon, Texas.
That's wild.
Oregon, Bama, Texas.
I think with Michigan, Michigan's beating two top 10 teams.
Yeah, but you can make the argument that Georgia's only loss is to a top, you know, six program, top seven program.
Yeah.
Or whatever true. Bama is right now.
It's true. But yeah, who knows? I don't think Michigan's going to lose. I think Georgia's going to win, personally.
Yeah.
I think Oregon's going to beat Washington. Yeah.
And that's kind of like the thing with this college football playoff.
The one I don't know is FSU. I honestly don't know. Because it actually, I think the worst thing that could have happened at FSU was Louisville losing to Kentucky. I don't know.
It doesn't help their cause in the whole grand scheme of that whole better team thing.
I always believe in those things.
But it doesn't help.
Yeah.
But again, it still goes back to what we were saying. Like, they win out, they're in. Like,
yeah, they just have to win.
It's just a deserving factor of it.
They just have to win.
I genuinely don't think FSU is the best team out of, like,
they're
the top eight right now.
It's only because Travis is out.
Exactly.
With
specifically
Travis
because
in, they're absolutely
they can beat anybody.
A top five
yeah.
team. Like, no doubt in my mind. Yeah, the Washington-Oregon game. I mean, the Georgia-Bama game is going to be crazy, too.
Those are the two games I'm most excited for.
Yeah. The rest, I mean, Michigan should blow out Iowa. Iowa can't score more than 10 points. They stink. I don't even know how they're there.
I know.
Like, that's insane.
I think Michigan's, like, 23-point favorites.
Yeah. And Michigan's really good. Like, Michigan is
that
very,
QB
very good.
Looks good.
They're good, and Harbaugh hasn't even been coaching the last couple games. Like, they're good.
He's definitely on
the
sideline
somewhere. Like, I don't know. They're probably, honestly, they probably should be number one if I had to pick. I still think, I mean, I just don't, I won't bet I won't bet against Georgia until I see them lose. Because, like, they've just been hanging around the whole time. Like, no one talks about them anymore.
No,
but
they don't.
Just been won the entire season.
And they kind of just flat out beat everyone.
Yeah.
They had a couple of close games earlier in the year, but lately.
No one
just
talks about them, and
I picked, who was it? I picked UF to beat them, and
they did.
Made me eat those words.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They beat them by like 30.
The UF FSU game was crazy. But yeah, I think it's going to be crazy. Let's talk about the FSU game. What do you think? Do you think they're going to?
I do think they win. I think I knew playing in the Swamp this past weekend was going to be a tough game.
That's tough. Like, it didn't matter how bad low of a year the Gators are. Like,
I mean, the Gators almost made, you know, number nine Missouri lose right before.
Also, sorry to jump in here, but like Missouri being nine is just
blew
so
my mind.
Underrated.
I didn't even know that until I was watching the game. I was like,
Missouri number nine in the nation is crazy. Like, what?
I no idea.
Like,
I mean, I haven't watched. I don't think
if
a single
Georgia's
game.
Under the radar, Missouri's under the radar in the ninth spot. But
I was just astounded.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think that FSU played a game that they almost had to get out of their system kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was on the road, it was tough environment. They were down in the beginning, and they came back in the way that they should have won that game, you know, from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Defense has been good all year, and they can run the ball, you know?
Yeah.
Those two things
will
help you win games. You know, I thought this kid, Rodemaker, did not look like he was ready for the moment, which that is the thing that worries me.
Yeah.
Did he maybe get that out of his system, settle in? We'll find out, I think, more next week.
Was that
week.
His first start ever?
It wasn't.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big one. I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to say it was his first start. He's supposed to be the guy next year, by the way. Like, before Travis got hurt, all that.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, it's almost like they're expediting, you know, what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like they have plenty of faith in this kid. They know he's good.
Yeah.
They think he can win games for this team. So I think he needs to settle in and prove that because I didn't think he did that in that UF game. Again, tough environment, really, really good team. The Gators made a million mistakes in that game, which they continue to do every year.
Yeah.
Last year was the shoe. This year, bad hit. You know, so like,
that's
I think
right,
that
the shoe.
Yeah. No. They're haunted by that shoe.
Oh shit!
But if he can clean up and settle in, I think. I think why not? I think they go in, win the ACC game, like flying colors. They just, you know, Louisville just lost this past week. I do think we're a significantly better team. Is it going to be a dogfight? I think so, and it'll be kind of similar where I think we pull away at the end. Come the playoffs and we make it in, I just don't see who we would even hang with.
I mean, you'd be playing Georgia first round, or if it's the first game.
Maybe. Yeah, assuming everything goes as to par.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's even a game. That's the thing that kind of bothers me about the whole thing.
That's the discussion, right?
Look, I'm an FSU fan, so I'm going to defend them to the day I die.
I think FSU should get in, too, and I would be defending
any. And I would understand anyone's argument as to why they should be in.
Like, I'm a G5 guy. I've always defended. UCF should have been in the playoffs in 2017. I was like a huge proponent of Cincy getting in when they did. There has to be a level to, like, if you – like, to the team that deserves it, sure, they're better teams. But if they're better, they go undefeated.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. But, granted, I also think the system's flawed in general. That's why I'm very excited for the 12 team. Because that's going to be bananas. Because the 12 team this year would be nuts.
It's going to allow these discussions to not have to exist and let them play it out to prove it, you know? A little bit happens in weeks like this in the conference championships because Bama's Georgia plays each other, you know? Like, if you're in the top of the SEC, there's probably a reason why.
Yeah,
and you're probably going to cancel each other out.
Exactly.
But there's the other teams that are not in those conferences that, you know, the ACC might be a little bit weaker. Yes, we all have kind of known that. But you can't punish them for that.
Yeah.
Just like you can't punish a UCF because they did their job against the teams that they're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, let them go and fucking prove that they can go.
And
you know,
now
and then you know what? You're right. They didn't deserve to be there. But
when FIU upsets Georgia next year in the first round of the playoff, who told you first?
Exactly.
This guy.
Exactly. I mean, it's just easy money at that point.
Yeah.
But I think this would have been a great year for it. But at least it's happening.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're having this conversation late next year. With a bunch of relevant teams.
Mm-hmm.
If Penn State's not even in it, James Franklin's gone.
Yeah,
I'm just making that statement right now.
100%. No, 100%.
You know who won't be there? This year.
Mark Rispel. Ooh.
By the way, you thought this was by accident?
No,
it's not all the garnet color sweater.
You thought this was on accident?
Came in. I was gonna wear some fins. I'm like, I'm saving that for this weekend, DC. And I was like, you know what? Gotta rep the Noles. They're number four in the nation, baby. If we lose some next week or this weekend, you can talk shit. It's okay. But I gotta talk shit.
I know you do.
I gotta talk shit.
And like next year when the Canes are back in the top 10.
Oh, it's our next year guy. Here we go. Here we go.
Well,
it
seems like it happened this year. It's gonna happen. It's gonna be next year.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be we open up our season with, I believe,
Florida week one.
Next week.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be hype.
I'm pumped for bowl season just in general. It's going to be fun.
No, it's the best time of the year for football.
Yeah, it is.
Like the cold weather.
Some
random great games.
Just bowl games every hour. There's a game at 11 a.m. It's like Toledo versus like Washington State. Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I want to watch.
I think the last time I game in Miami was against Green Bay last year.
That was a cold game, bro. I was
freezing.
That was a terrible game.
Like, I was sitting in my backyard actually with like three layers on.
I was at that game and like in a ski jacket.
Yeah, no. It was, I don't know why. It was fucking freezing that day.
I don't know how we're going to act tomorrow because Andre's going to be like in the 50s tomorrow.
54, yeah. Man.
I don't know how I'm going
to
act.
I'm going to wear this to work.
I left today from the gym. I was all sweaty and I walked out like,
that's
it's chilly right now.
Nice.
Man, listen, I wish these little cold fronts lasted a little bit longer.
Me too. I want this the whole winter.
Because then it just turns into 86 degrees, and I'm like, yo.
It's going to be relatively cool. Like, probably it's going to be like spare.
No, we're going to have a nice little two-week span, I think.
Yeah.
Next week is going to be 40s.
Hey, now.
Stop it.
Yes.
Hey,
look
now.
At it. Look at next Thursday.
Holy shit, it's going to snow.
Look at this. We got right here, 49. Yeah. 49 degrees.
After the 70 stretch.
Yeah, we're going to hit those 85s in between this weekend, but we won't be here for it, so that's okay.
True.
I'm down with some cigars.
I know. I was thinking about that for today's because I was like, fuck.
Campfire in 60 degree weather.
Hell yeah.
We're outside,
hey, man, we take them as they come.
S'mores.
Yeah.
I'll take it however, but Yeah, I'm excited for college football this weekend. I think it's going to be I hope it's just wild. I hope like a bunch of crazy shit goes down.
Me too. I would love a bunch of crazy scenarios. Yeah. Like
besides FSU losing.
That's the only one, no. FSU somehow ends up being the one seed.
Well, that was a scenario I was going to say. So if Georgia loses, Washington loses, and Michigan loses, FSU would be the one seed playing Bama probably in the first round.
That'd be hilarious.
Which would
no, they'd probably play Georgia in the first round still.
They would be the fourth. I think Bama would probably be.
Bama would probably be two.
Bama would probably be two. Yeah, that's true.
And then it'd be Texas three and Georgia four. If Texas wins. So.
Who do they play? Oklahoma State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Texas is going to need a lot of help. There's still a scenario. Well,
all Texas needs is Florida State to lose, I think. I think.
No. They need two teams to lose. Yeah.
They need Bama.
They need Bama to win or Washington.
They need Bama and Florida State to lose.
Because
if Washington loses, I think they'll jump Washington.
And then Oregon would obviously.
Oregon will go. Yeah. The winner is for sure. The loser.
There's still a scenario where Ohio State gets in.
I think Texas jumps.
No, Texas would lose though. Has to lose too. Yeah,
that's true.
Literally everyone would have to lose.
Well, no. All they would need Texas, Bama, and FSU to lose, and then they'd get in.
Yeah, because then it would be Georgia, Oregon,
Michigan, and Ohio State.
Michigan and Ohio State.
Yeah, because then the rest would lose.
Yeah, because Washington
and nobody else plays, so they would just take that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Could be a fucking wild weekend. I would hate if that happened, though.
I hate Ohio State.
I know. I don't want any part of that. Michigan no, again. And
no, thanks.
That was a good game, though. I will say that.
It was a good game.
Yeah. But, all right. This weekend we will break the curse.
Breaking the curse.
Wait,
we got to do our locks.
Oh, we got to do our locks? Right. Fuck yeah.
I got a couple locks. First lock of the week. It obviously starts with Dolphins -9.5. Lock. Second one I've got.
What is your score projection for that game, actually?
I actually think we're going to win 42-14. Like, I think we're going to blow them out.
I think so, too.
Like, maybe I'll go 42-21. They will just double their score.
Like a trash time touchdown at the end?
Yeah. Because, like, they still have weapons and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Defense elite.
I'm going to take the Falcons -2.5 playing the Jets. I'm just going to keep fading Boyle and the Jets. Like, I don't know. The Falcons aren't great, but, like, I don't know. I think they're better than the Jets. I'm going to take them at 2.5. And then I'm going to take the Niners -2 versus the Eagles. I think this is – the Niners are kind of getting in that groove again. And I think there's just 3 straight weeks the Eagles are on a gauntlet. They've, you know, come back against the Chiefs and won. They come back against the Bills and win an OT. Like, I think their luck – not luck because they're very good, but, like, I think the Niners, I like that spot for them. And then in college football, I've got 2 picks. I'm going to go Georgia -5.5. And then I'm going to go over 55.5 in the Texas-Oklahoma State game.
I like that. I'm going to go college first. I'm going Oregon. I think they cover the 9.5.
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of people think they do. They think they're going to blow up Washington. Yeah, I like
Oregon. I don't know if they're going to blow them out, but I 9.5, I do think it's going to be somewhere right, like, you know, around that like 10-point game. And I think Oregon does cover. Florida State, I think, is going to pull away late. They have them as 2.5-point favorites. I think that they cover the 2.5, and I also think they're going to hit the over in that game. So all right. It's at 48.5 right now. I do think there's just going to be a lot of scoring in that game. I don't think there's really going to be too much defense. I think we're going to run the shit out of the ball too. So got those two on the college side. And then on the NFL side, there wasn't really anything that I loved.
I didn't love really much.
It's just like I was going through them. You know, I think Finns over, you know, over the 9.5. You know what? Thursday night, Seahawks Cowboys. My Cowboys picks usually do pretty well. I think the Seahawks are going to cover that 9.
All right.
I don't want to take them. I don't want to take them overall. Yeah. I don't want to take them to win.
But you didn't keep it close.
But I do think they're going to keep it close. I think, like, Seahawks haven't really found their stride the last few weeks. I think they kind of figure it out a little bit this week. They're desperate to stay in the hunt there for the playoffs. So I think they cover that 9. I mean, I think they're a better team than they've played the last few weeks. And I think the Lions are covering those 4 points against the Saints on the road.
They bounce back after that disgusting Thanksgiving.
Just a bad thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw a thing. One, they've never won on...
it was like, there's like a scenario. I know exactly what you're talking about.
They've never won on Thanksgiving. There's that.
No, they've won on Thanksgiving, but never won on Thanksgiving with a specific
with
moon.
The moon in Sagittarius or fucking some stupid shit like that. And I was like, and it was like, I've never, somebody, that person that tweeted that was like, I've never seen an easier bet. And I'm like, that's actually kind of crazy if this happens.
No, I'm going to bet it shamelessly the next time. We get a Sagittarius moon.
Like, and yeah, they had it won on that type of moon. And it's proven to be true. But I do think they bounce back. I think they cover the 4 points on the road against the Saints. And yeah, that's pretty much it on my end. I mean, if I had to pick a lock, did you have like a true lock?
Dolphins. So the only one I don't really love any. Honestly, I do love the Texas Oklahoma State over. I do like that one.
Yeah. I guess those will be my picks for the week.
Lock.
My lock of the week is that David's breaking the curse.
Let's go.
That's my lock of the week. The curse is broken.
That's right.
I think that's the best lock we can have.
That is lock of the week. You better lock him in now. It's plus 700.
But that's it. That's all I got. Good to have you back. I think
it's good to be back.
We're excited for the rest of the season and. I think we're in this is the best fucking, it is a little crazy that we were 8-3 last year as a Dolphins team. I will say that, but it's a very different scenario.
Yeah,
we were going on the road 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
And they were tough games. So it's a little bit of a different situation, but win this week, win the next 2 weeks. And then, you know, we're really where we're supposed to be.
For sure.
All right. Well, thanks guys. We will keep you posted on what happens next week.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully all good things.
You all know.
And we'll post some clips while we're out there. We made an Instagram for the show, so make sure to follow us.
And a Twitter.
And Twitter. I think Twitter's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah. So Melo Confirmo, you can find us on both of those. Make sure to follow us. If you made it this long, thank you. We appreciate all you guys for listening in and tuning in. You know, subscribe to the channel. Share this with friends. Share this with whoever the hell you want to share it with. And we appreciate you. So cheers, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Let's go.